Some say girls as young as 12 are being forced into child marriage and female genital mutilation at alarming rates. Emmanuel Kumper is the UNICEF Regional Gender Advisor for Eastern and Southern Africa.
Over the last 10 years, there has been an increased attention on issues that matters to girls by government in the regions, but the investment in adolescent girls remain far too limited, and they continue to face increased risk of child marriage, early pregnancy, and HIV infection. We have the highest adolescent pregnancy rate in the world, with alarming trends in Mozambique and Angola, and we know that every week, more than 3,000 girls are newly infected by HIV in Eastern and Southern Africa.
She spoke with VOA as the world prepares to mark the International Day of the Girl, celebrated annually on October 11th. According to the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, several countries in the Horn of Africa, including Somalia, Ethiopia, and Kenya, are suffering a historic drought that is affecting the lives of more than 36 million people. Hafsa Omar is a 19-year-old girl from Somaliland.
In my country now, they are going through FGM, although there are lots of awareness, but it's still like it's something which is going on because it's part of our culture, and it's a taboo that young girls cannot talk about it. Again, it's going back to the psychological health-related things, because when a young girl goes through this, she never has the chance to talk about it. She cannot express her feelings. She cannot say her opinions.
In an assessment carried out in Somaliland earlier this year, almost a quarter of the people interviewed reported a rise in gender-based violence due to drought, including child marriage and domestic and sexual violence. Omar says girls have faced new challenges this year as a result of the triple threat of COVID, conflict, and climate change.
You know, lots of young girls were having mental health issues. It was a really hard time during the COVID, having the droughts and all that. It wasn't easy to find someone to talk about how this thing impacts our lives, how it changed our lives, because out of nowhere, the world changed into from face-to-face conversations to just virtual meetings.
UNICEF says in Ethiopia, child marriage has on average more than doubled in the space of 1 year, especially in areas worst affected by the drought. In Tanzania, child marriages too seem to be on the rise, but UNICEF and Tanzanian authorities have launched a campaign aimed at ending the practice. Nabiha Kasim Ali is a youth activist with UNICEF Tanzania.
Kampeni hii yani inashughulika na kuondoa kabisa sheria ya ndoa ya mwaka 1971.
She says this campaign seeks to outlaw the 1971 Law of Marriage Act, which currently allows girls to marry at 14 with court consent and 15 with parental consent. Child marriage and FGM drive girls out of school and leave them more vulnerable to domestic violence and a lifetime of poverty. Ruben Chama, VOA News, Nairobi.